بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our session 6, level 4, session 6, continuation of lesson 19, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language by Dr. Fahd Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And from the beginning, I want to mention, and hopefully I'll remember to mention it again at the end, today our class is starting at 3 o'clock going up until 4:30. Starting next week on January the 8th, we will be changing the time, moving the time, delaying it 1/2 hour, yani 30 minutes. So now today we're starting at 3 o'clock, next week we'll be starting at 3:30. In next week's session, starting next week, the class will be from 3:30 until 5 o'clock, or yani up until Maghrib, maybe a few minutes before 5. Alright, so hopefully I'll mention this again in the end, but just in case I forget, and I will be sending out a notification that next week's session, starting next week, for the next yani month or two, the class will begin 30 minutes later and end 30 minutes later. So we'll be starting at 3:30 and ending at 5 o'clock starting next week. Okay, so what was suggested for homework was that we have a quick review of the English key for lesson 19. Yani we've gone over the entire English key in detail, but yani we want to do as much muraja as possible. So we want to have a quick review of the English key, points 1 through 11, but especially point number 1, because point number 1 is what we're going to be dealing with in today's session. Yani the bab fa'ala, the madi, the mudari, the amr, the masdar, and the ism fa'il, maf'ul, makan, and zaman. So in this session today, we want to emphasize the review of the point number 1 from the English key for lesson 19. And in the following week, inshallah, we're going to look a little bit more carefully at the other points of the English key. The other points of the English key, because in the following session next week, we'll be dealing with the exercises that deal with that. Today, the exercises we're going to be dealing with are dealing with the bab fa'ala, yani the past tense, present tense, command form, the masdar, and all of the derivatives of it. So the exercises today are going to be dealing with that. That's why we want to emphasize yani the review of point number 1 of the English key. Now, the other points of the English key, from 2 till 11, we will be reviewing those next week in a little bit more detail, and we will be doing the exercises next week that deal with those. Okay, so today, inshallah, we just want to emphasize point number 1 of the English key, and the rest of the points, we'll just look at them very, very quickly. So as far as the English key, point number 1 for lesson 19, page 81, and it continues over to the top of page 82, that's what we want to emphasize, because those are the exercises that we're going to be dealing today, and that's what we're going to be looking at when we go through the dialogue at the beginning of the Arabic section of the lesson. So it says in the English key, page 81, in this lesson we learn the following. 1. Bab fa'ala. In this bab, an alif is added after the first radical, after the first root letter. There's an extra letter added, and that is the letter alif. So this is yani from the thulathi mazid, the verbs that originally have 3 root letters and they have a letter added, or 2 letters added, or 3 letters added, and here there's 1 letter added, and that is the alif is added after the first radical, after the fa. So this is called bab fa'ala. And examples of it is qabala, he met, sa'ada, he helped, hawala, he tried, rasala, he corresponded, yani correspondence, writing between yani 2 or more people, shahada, he watched or witnessed, laqa, he met. Alright, so that's the past tense of the bab fa'ala. There's an extra alif added after the first radical. The mudari for this verb, since the verb is made up of 4 letters now, the 3 original root letters and the extra letter, the aleph, after the first radical, we said that these mazid verbs, when they have four letters, the mudara'a letter, the prefixed, yani ya or ta or hamza or noon, is going to take dhamma instead of the fatha that we used to see in the other verbs. So in this case, in the mudari, the harf mudara'a, the prefixed letter at the beginning of the verb, is going to take dhamma. So you get from qabala, yuqabilu, you with dhamma, yuqabilu. So the prefix letter is going to take dhamma, and then you get the first radical with the extra aleph, and the second radical is going to take kasra. Qabala yuqabilu, sa'ada yusa'idu, hawala yuhawilu, and laqa yulaqi. The fi'l amr after omitting the harf mudari'a, because remember, in order to formulate the fi'l amr, you get rid of the harf mudari'a and you get rid of the case ending. Yani instead of a dhamma, it will take sukoon. Yani instead of the extra noon, yani you omit that noon. Okay, so in those verb forms that have the extra noon, like in yadhabuna, tadhabuna, and tadhabina, yani the noon is going to be omitted. In the other forms that have dhamma on the end, the dhamma is going to be omitted. It's going to take sukoon. So the amra, after omitting the harf mudara and the case ending, so the last radical becomes sukoon, then yani we have we get qabil, yani from tuqabilu, get rid of the two and get rid of the dhamma on the lam, you get qabil. From tuqabilu, qabil. The ya is omitted from the naqis verb. If it's a naqis verb, that yani the alif maksura or the ya in the mudari form is going to be omitted. Instead of the last letter taking sukoon, that letter is going to be deleted. So the amra from tulaqi, yani you get rid of the tu and you get rid of the ya on the end, so it became yani from tulaqi, you just get laqi without elongation, laqi. And similar verbs like this would have been, for example, nada yunadi. From tunadi you get nadi. And the same thing with bara, yubari, yani tubari, you get bari without elongation. And these are examples that we're going to see as we go through the lesson. So in the naqis verb, the verb that has a weak letter, a waw or ya, as the last radical, when you formulate the fi'l amra, instead of making the last letter sukoon, you just delete it. You delete that weak letter. The masdar for this bab, fa'ala, has two masdars. There are two patterns, I mean. The first pattern is mufa'alatun. Yani, the verb form fa'ala, you prefix to it the letter meem with dhamma and add ta' marbuta on the end. So it became mufa'alatun. For example, from sa'ada yusa'idu, musa'adatun. From qabala yuqabilu, muqabalatun. From hawala yuhawilu, muhawalatun, on the pattern of mufa'ala. The other pattern is fi'al, yani the first radical takes kasra, the second radical takes fatha elongated by alif. So from jahada you get jihad, from nafaqa you get nifaq, from nada you get nida. It should be nidayun, but here in this fi'al naqis verb, yani the ya is changed to hamza, so instead of nidayun, you get nidaun. As far as the ism fa'il, it's derived from the mudari form. You know, so for example, from rasala, yu rasilu, you just change yu to mu. Change yu to mu. Okay? And the second radical takes kasra in the fa'il, and it takes fatha in the maf'ul. So here for the ism fa'il, from yu rasilu, you get mu rasilun. Yu becomes mu. Mu rasilun. And of course, it's a noun, so it takes tanween. Yani, mu rasilun. From shahada yu shahidu becomes mu shahidun. Yani, one who views or witnesses something. From laqa yulaqi, the yu laqi becomes mu lakin. Mu lakin, one who meets. And nada yunadi becomes mu nadin. And here we see that mulakin and munadin, that ya at the end of the mudari verb is deleted because this is an ism manqus from a fi'l naqis. Ism manqus, it loses the ya on the end. Excuse me. Excuse me. It loses the ya on the end if it doesn't have alif lam. Otherwise, mulakin, if it had alif lam, the ya would return, it would become al mulaqi, and munadin would become al munadi. Okay, as far as the ism maf'ul, the only difference between the maf'ul and the fa'il is that the second radical, instead of taking kasra as in the ism fa'il, it takes fatha in the ism maf'ul. So it is just like the ism fa'il, except that the second radical takes fatha. So from raqaba, yuraqibu becomes muraqibun, one who observes, that's the ism fa'il, and muraqabun, yani with fatha, is the ism maf'ul, one who is observed. And the same thing from khataba, yukhatibu becomes mukhatibun, yani one who addresses someone, that's the ism fa'il, and mukhatabun with fatha is the one who is addressed. Baraka, yubariku becomes mubarak, or yani here there's no ism fa'il, so the ism maf'ul is with fatha though, mubarakun. And then they have nada, yunadi, yani munadin is the one who calls, ism fa'il, and munadan is the one who's called, ism maf'ul. Ism, the noun of time and place, is the same as the ism maf'ul. From the context we'll know, is it ism maf'ul or is it ism zaman or ism makan. So from hajara, yuhajiru, you get muhajirun, will be an ism fa'il, muhajirun, ism maf'ul, muhajarun, and ism makan and zaman, likewise, muhajarun, yani as an ism makan will be the place of migration. So that's what we wanted to cover today, because that's what we're going to be dealing with in the Arabic dialogue, and that's what we're going to be dealing with in the exercises that we hope to cover today by the permission of Allah. As far as the remaining points, we're going to deal with them next week when we deal with the exercises, the remaining exercises that deal with these remaining points. And I'll just mention these points are number one. Number two is that what we have seen previously as lam al-ibtida, that's attached to the mubtada for emphasis. If it is moved along to the khabar, it now becomes known as lam al-muzahalaqa. And this is when, yani, we have two particles of emphasis and they can't both be together. So the inna, for example, is attached to the mubtada, and the lam al-ibtida, which now becomes lam al-muzahalaqa, is attached to the khabar for extra emphasis. The third point is the particle qad, yani is used with past tense and present tense verb. When it's used with the past tense, it has one meaning only, and that is ta'keed. Something is definite. It definitely did happen. When it's used with the mudari, it has three possible meanings. Ash-shak wal-ihtimal, yani something that's doubtful, but it's possible. It has the meaning of a taqleel, something that happens rarely. It has the meaning of a tahqiq, which means certainty. The fourth point is the plural of dhu is dhawu, and it is declined like, and its i'rab is like the sound masculine plural, that is when it is marfu and it has waw, dhawu, and when it is mansub or majroor, it has ya, dhawi. The fifth point is lakinna, which is from akhawatu inna, used with the jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar. And like inna, yani its ism becomes mansub and its khabar remains marfu'un. However, it may also sometimes be used without the shadd on the noon. Lakin, sometimes it's used as lakin, in which case there are two changes. And that is, number one, it doesn't make the ism, the noun following it, mansub. And the second difference is that it can be used with the jumla fi'liya as well as jumla ismiya. The sixth point is what is known as tasarruf, kaf al-khitab, yani the inflection of the kaf to indicate the one being addressed, the second person pronoun, yani instead of dhalika, if you're speaking directly to an individual male, you can say dhaliki for an individual female, dhalikum for a group of males, and dhalikunna for a group of females. And the same thing with tilka, tilki, tilkum, tilkunna. This is known as tasarruf, the inflection of kaf al-khitab, yani the pronoun kaf, to indicate the one being spoken to. The seventh point is that the mudari is sometimes used to have the meaning of the fi'l amra, as it came in the Quran in the 61st surah, 11th ayah. The 8th point is the masdar pattern of fi'ala, fi'ala, as in iyada, or ibada, or qira'a, and so on. The 9th point is the word mudhi'un, meaning lapse or passing, is the masdar from mada. It's originally on the pattern of fu'ul, so it should have been muduyun, but because of the final ya, the waw is changed to ya, and the vowel of the dad, the dhamma becomes kasra, so it became mudiyun. The 10th point is the broken plural pattern, fa'alilu, fa'alilu, as in dafatiru and fanadiqu. This is known as muntaha al-jumu'. And it is used with a singular word, a singular form word, mufrad, that has 4 letters. If a word that has 5 or more letters, if its plural comes on this pattern, then only 4 of its letters are used and the other letters are omitted. And the 11th point is the plural of khati'a is khataya. And other examples of that they gave us, hadiya is hadaya, and maniya is manaya, and so on. So these are the points that we're going to go into detail with next week. For homework this week, we'll be covering, you'll have to take a more careful look at these extra points after point number 1, because the exercises in next week's session will deal with points of from the English key from 2 to 11. Today, inshallah, we're going to be dealing with point number 1. We want to focus on the bab fa'ala and its derivatives, past tense, present tense, the fi'l amra form, the masdar, and the asma al-fa'il and maf'ul and isab and makan and zaman. And we're going to be looking at, we're trying to identify those in the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, and then we'll be doing exercises, hopefully 1 through 7, dealing specifically with bab fa'ala and its derivatives. Okay, so let's get started right now with the Arabic dialogue in the Arabic section of the book on page 163 through 165, 3 full pages. Okay, so as I mentioned, today we're going to deal with this dialogue. We already reviewed the English key, especially point number 1. And we're going to do the exercises that are related to bab fa'ala. And the next week's session, inshallah, we're going to be dealing with the remaining points of the English key and the exercises related to them. What I have done here is that I have numbered the dialogue. Every single line, even if it's just 1 or 2 words on a line, every single line, at the beginning of the line, I have placed a number. So, the first page, 163, I have numbered the lines 1 through 17. There are 17 lines here. Some lines are not complete sentences. They may be the continuation of a previous sentence. Even if there's only 1 or 2 or 3 words on a line, I numbered it. Okay, so this should be not just where it says Mudarris and Ali, but even where there's no speaker because it's a continuation of a previous line, I've given it a number. So there are 17 lines. And the reason why I've numbered these lines is so that in the future when we go back to look at this dialogue, we can skip directly to particular lines to look for what we are looking for. Today, inshallah, we're going to read the whole entire dialogue. We're going to analyze it or translate it and try to identify the bab fa'ala, derivatives, past tense, present tense, command form, masdar, and so on. All right, so I have numbered the first page 1 through 17. I have numbered every line on the second page 1 through 18. And I have numbered every line on the third page, also 1 through 18. So each page has its own set of numbers. First page, 1 through 17. Second page, 1 through 18. And third page, 1 through 18. So when I say I'm on line 1, it's because I have numbered every line, just so you can hopefully follow a little bit more easier. If somebody came in late and they know that which line we're on, maybe they can easily find our place. May Allah grant us ease. Pray, Bismillah. Page 163 of the Arabic dialogue, at the top of the page, it says, Ad-Darsu At-Tasi' Ashara. Ad-Darsu At-Tasi' Ashara. The 19th lesson. Line 1, the teacher, Al-Mudarris, says, Aina Ahmadu? Ya ikhwanu. Where is Ahmed, O brothers? Line 2. Ali says, Safara ila Makkata li iyadati akhihi al-maridi. He has traveled to Mecca li iyadati, for the purpose of visiting his brother who is sick, his sick brother. Here we want to note, safara is a past tense form of the verb safara from the bab fa'ala. Safara, safara, yani bab fa'ala, an extra alif is added to the first radical. Safara, he traveled. And also we have in this sentence, iyada, which is a masdar form from the pattern of fi'ala. This is one of the things that we saw in this lesson. It's not what we're focusing on today, but we'll be looking at that a little bit more in the next session. But I just want to identify, iyada is a masdar on the pattern of fi'ala. Number 3, al-mudarris says, line 3, the mudarris says, afahu Allah, yani may Allah cure him, may Allah heal him. And after a pause he says, man anta ya akhi, who are you, O brother? Ka'annaka talibun jadidun, it is as though you are a new student. In this line we want to note, the first word, afahu Allah, the first word, afa, is a past tense form from the bab fa'ala, afa, yu'afi, afahu Allah. Yani the alif maksura in afa, because there's a suffix added to it, becomes alif mamduda. Remember the alif maksura, the rule is it's always the last letter of a word. It can only be the last letter. If you add a suffix to a word that ends with alif maksura, it becomes alif mamduda. Becomes alif mamduda, the alif that's written straight up and down like the number 1, instead of alif maksura, which is written like the letter ya at the end of a word without its two dots. Line 4, to the question, who are you, O my brother? It appears as though, or I think, you are a new student. He says, Na'am, yes. Wasmi Mujahidun, and my name is Mujahid. So this is a ism fa'il from the verb jahada yujahidu on the pattern, ism fa'il from the bab fa'ala. Jahada yujahidu mujahid, ism fa'il, the one who does the action of the verb. Line 5, the mudarris says, ka'annaka min al-hind. Yani ka'anna hiya, the meaning is tashbih. Yani you resemble, it looks as though you are from India. Yani your appearance resembles an Indian. Line 6, Mujahid says, Ana aslan min al-Hind, I am originally from India. Inna abi hajara min al-Hind ila Australia wa huwa shabun wa ana ulidtu hunaka. Yani he said, yes, I am originally from India because my father, indeed my father, migrated, made hijra, hajara min al-Hind, from India to Australia. Wa huwa shab, while he was, this wow is wow al-hal. Wa huwa shabun, while he was a young person, while he was young. Wa ana wulidtu hunaka, and I was born there, yani in Australia. Yani originally I'm from India, but I was born in Australia, the place to which my father made hijra. Here in this sentence we want to note, hajara is a past tense form from the bab fa'ala. Line 8, the mudarris, yani line 7 was yani the continuation from line 6, shabun wa ana wulidtu hunaka. That's line 7. Line 8, the mudarris says, alaka dhawu qurba fil hind, yani do you have relatives? Dhawu qurba, yani those who possess yani nearness or relation to you. Do you have relatives in India? And again, this dhawu also is something that we'll be looking at in the next session. Yani it's the plural of dhu, which means sahib, the one who possesses or owns something. And we said about dhawu that its i'rab is like the i'rab of the jam al-mudhakkar as-salim. Yani when it is marfu'un, it takes waw. And when it is mansub or majroor, it takes ya. So here, in this sentence, dhawu is the mubtada, mu'akhar, it's marfu'un, and the sign of it being marfu'un, alamatu rafihi, is waw. Secondary sign, like the secondary sign for the gem, al-mudhakkar al-salim. Line 9, Mujahid says, Na'am, safartu al-ama al-madiya ila qariyatina fil hindi wa qabaltu, line 10, a'amami wa akhwali wa awladahum wa hum kathirun. Abi yazuruhum kulla sanatin. This is line 11. Kulla sanatin. Wa yurasiluhum da'iman. Okay, so this is lines 9, 10, and 11. Mujahid says, Na'am, yes. I have, he said, do you have relatives in India? He said, yes. And I traveled, safartu al-aam al-madi, I traveled last year to our village, ila qariyatina fil hind. Wa qabaltu amami. And I met there, yani my uncles from my father's side, amami, yani the plural of am, and my uncles from my mother's side, akhwali, yani akhwal from the singular khal, wa awladahum, and their children, and they are many. My father, abi yazuruhum kulla sana, my father visits them every year, wa yurasiluhum da'iman, and he corresponds with them all the time. And in these three lines, in the first line, number 9, we have safartu, yani which is a past tense verb from the bab fa'ala, and we have qabaltu, which is a past tense verb form from the bab fa'ala, and we have yurasiluhum in the line 11. Yurasiluhum da'iman, yani yurasilu is a mudari form from the bab fa'ala, yani rasala yurasilu. In line 12, the mudarris says, a'ajabatka al-jamiatu al-islamiyatu, yani the Islamic University, yani is it pleasing to you? Did you like it? Are you amazed by it? A'ajabatka, yani has the university, yani impressed you? Is it impressive, yani to you? Line 13, Mujahid says, na'am, ana masrurun biltihaqi bihadihi al-jamiyati al-mubarakati التي في مهبط الوحي ومهاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Line 13, Mujahid says, Na'am, yes, I am masroor, I am very happy, biltihaqi, yani by being accepted or joining this, هذه الجامعة المباركة, this blessed university, التي في مهبط, that is in the مهبط, yani is from the verb حبطة, yani to descend or to come down or to settle. And here, mahbit, yani ism, mahbiti al-wahi, yani is the ism makan, yani from habatha, yani the place where something came down, the place of the revelation. The place where the revelation came down, yani, like Medina. One of the places where the revelation came down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said muhajir an-nabi, and the place of migration, yani the place that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to. Okay, here in line 13 we want to look at the word mubaraka, yani al-jamiyati al-mubaraka, yani from the bab fa'ala, yani ism maf'ool from the bab mufa'ala, from the bab fa'ala, yufa'ilu, yani ism maf'ool mubaraka, yani with ta marbuta. Naam. After this, line 15 has the mudarris saying, lima ta'akharta ya mujahid, yani why were you delayed, O Mujahid? جِتَّ بَعْدَ مُضِيِّ شَهْرٍ مِنْ بَدَيَ الدِّرَاسَ. You came after the passing of 1 month from the beginning of الدِّرَاسَ, of the studies. وَقَدْ فَاتَتْكَ دُرُوسٌ, and lessons, many lessons have passed you by. Naam, many lessons have passed you by. Here in these two lines, 15 and 16, what we want to look at is Ya Mujahid. Mujahid is the ism fa'il from bab fa'ala, yani from jahada yujahidu. Mujahid, ism fa'il, with the second radical taking kasra as opposed to ism maf'ul, which would take fatha. And also we can note here the word mudiyan is originally muduyun, yani it's a master on the pattern of fu'ul originally, but it was changed, yani, as we explained in the explanation of the English key, and we'll look at it again next week. Mudi shahrin min badr dirasa, and dirasa is also a master on the pattern of fi'ala, dirasa, like iyada. And then we have, line 17. Line 17, Mujahid says, this is the last line on page 163, hawaltu kathiran an atiya عند بدعي الدراسة ولكن لم أستطيع ولكن لم أستطيع. He said حاولت, I tried كثيرا, so much, أن آتي عند بدعي الدراسة, to come at the beginning of the studies, ولكن لم أستطيع, however I wasn't able. Here we note that لكن يعني is without its شدة, and therefore it doesn't make a noun after it, mansub, and it can also be used with a jumla fa'aliya as well as a jumla ismiya. Naam. Tayyib. The rest of the statement from Mujahid is arju and tusa'idni. Arju and tusa'idani. It should be a fatih in my book, it has sukoon, but actually after the N, the particle N, it should be mansub. Arju and tusa'idani ala fahmi ad-durusi as-sabiqati. Yani, I hope, I request that you help me, assist me, aid me to in understanding the lessons ad-durus as-sabiqa that already passed by, that we already, yani that were already completed before my arrival. And here, at the top of page 164, the first line, again I numbered these lines, every single line, even if it's the continuation from a previous line, even if it's only one word on a line, yani I numbered every line, so I numbered the lines on this page from 1 through 18, the first line on the top of page 164, yani is a continuation from the last line of 163, arju and tusa'idani. So here we have the past tense form of the verb sa'ada yusa'idu, and this is from the bab fa'ala. The teacher says, line 2, sa'usa'iduka insha'Allah. I will help you, Allah willing. If Allah wills, I will help you. And again, we have here the mudari form of the verb sa'ada from the bab, yani fa'ala. In line 3, we just have the indication of what's happening right now. It says in parenthesis, يَدْخُلُ زُهَيْرٌ, that Zuhair enters at this point. And in line 4, we have, yani, the teacher who was speaking, as Zuhair entered, the teacher continues to speak. In line 4, he says, يَا زُهَيْرُ إِنَّكَ غَيْرُ مُوَاذِبٍ غَيْرُ مُوَاذِبٍ أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشْكُوَكَ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ. Yani he said, O Zuhair, indeed you are غير مواذب, you are not diligent, you are not persistent, yani consistent in attending classes and coming on time. أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشْكُوَكَ, I want to complain about you, إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ, to the principal. So here we have in this line 4, مواذب, which is from the bab فَعَلَ, yani وَاظَبَ يُوَاذِبُ. This is the ism fa'al muwadhib with kasra on the second radical. Now, let me just put my pencil here. Okay, continuing on page 164, 1, 2, 3, 4, line 5, Zuhair says, Samihni, Ya Ustaz, Samihni, Ya Ustaz, yani, pardon me, forgive me, O teacher, O professor, Len أغيب ولن أتأخر في المستقبل إن شاء الله. يعني I will never be absent and I will never be late in the future if Allah wills. يعني إن شاء الله. So here we have, يعني in line 5, the first word سامحني, يعني is the اسم, is the فعل أمر, the command form or the imperative form of the verb سامحني, يعني from the verb سامح يسامح, يعني from the verb فعل. In line 6 we just have the completion of that line شاء الله, and in line 7 we have the مدرس saying لنراجع الدروس, I'm sorry, الدرس, لنراجع الدرس, اقرأ الآية يا علي. يعني the teacher says let us review the lesson, read the ayah, the verse, O Ali. Okay, so here in this line we have li nuraji', yani lam al-amr attached to the mudari form of the verb, yani nuraji, yani from raja'a yuraji'hu, nuraji is a mudari form from the bab fa'ala. Number 8, line 8, Ali says بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة يا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم. We're going to stop here. يعني after the استعاذة, which means saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, and after the بسملة, which means saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, then Ali goes on to recite from Surah الصف, the 61st surah, 10, 11, and 12 ayats. I'm going to just go through the ayat little by little and translate it. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, هل أدلكم على تجارة, shall I direct you or point you to a تجارة, يعني a commerce, a يعني a deal, a bargain, a trade, تنجيكم من عذاب أليم, that will save you from a terrible punishment. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله, and it is that you believe in Allah and that you believe in His Messenger. وتجاهدون في سبيل الله, and that you strive in the way of Allah. بأموالكم وأنفسكم, with your wealth and with your lives. ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون, and that is better for you if you all only knew. يغفر لكم, and this is مجزوم with سكون, يغفر لكم ذنوبكم, in this case يعني he will forgive you your sins, يعني Allah will forgive your sins. ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار, and he will admit you, يعني cause you to enter gardens underneath which rivers flow. ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن, and يعني homes or houses, masakin, residences that are tayyiba, that are beautiful and good. Fi jannati adnin, in gardens of Aden, yani of eternity. Dhalika al-fawzul azim, and that is the great, magnificent, supreme success. Yani these are three ayats, 10, 11, and 12 from Surah Al-Saf, 61st surah. And in these ayats we have in line 10 that begins with وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. تُجَاهِدُونَ is فِعْل مُضَارِ, يعني a مُضَارِ form from the bab فَعَلَ, from جَاهَدَ يُجَاهِدُ, أَنْتُمْ تُجَاهِدُونَ. And that's, I think that's all we have from this particular bab. Okay, there's another point here, يعني, and that is we have in line 9, tijaratin tunjikum, tijara, yani is a masdar from the bab fi'ala, tijara. And also we have in the same line, tu'minuna billahi, this is a mudari form, but the meaning of it is fi'l amr, yani this trade that will save you from a terrible punishment is Allah is saying you must believe in Allah and His Messenger, and you must, yani, make jihad in the way of Allah with your wealth and your lives, and that would be better for if you only knew. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, in line 11, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and that's why this verb is مَجْزُوم, it's مَجْزُوم بِالطَّلَب, yani the فِعْلَ أَمْرَ, in تُؤْمِنُونَ, it has فِعْلَ أَمْرَ meaning, so it's a طَلَب, and then the jawab talab is going to be majzum. Majzum bi talab. That's why yaghfir is majzum with sukoon. Okay, the only other note I would just want to make, that masakina is mamnu min as-sarf. It doesn't take tanween. Masakina tayyibatan. It doesn't take tanween because it's a broken plural on the pattern of mafa'il. Yani, like we had, like masajid, like I think we had in book 1, probably broken plural patterns, I think lesson 13, wallahu a'lam. Okay, let's, line number 14, the mudarris says, Inna Allaha la ghafoorun raheem. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. And then he says, after a pause, Ya Aba Bakrin, O Abu Bakr, Mat tijaratu allati dallana Allahu ta'ala alayhi. What is the tijara which Allah has dallana, pointed us to? Allah the Most High has pointed us to it, alayha. What is this tijara? In this line, we have number one, inna Allaha la ghafoorun raheem. We have double emphasis from the particle inna, and the ism inna is the love of the jalala, so it's mansub with fatha, inna Allaha. And then we have the second emphasis with the lam, al-muzahlaqa, that yani it's moved from the mubtada to the khabar when we bring in inna. Okay, so then we also have at-tijara is a masdar on the pattern of fi'ala, which we already mentioned previously in line number 9. And then we go to line 16. Abu Bakr says, yani, what is this tijara? He answers, hiya al-imanu billahi wa rasulihi wal jihadu fi sabilillahi bin nafsi wal mali. Yani, this trade that we are making with Allah, it is yani to have iman in Allah and His Messenger. This is yani on our side, we have to have iman in Allah and His Messenger, and then al-jihad fi sabilihi, and that we strive in His way, in the path of Allah, bin nafsi wal mal, with one's life and with one's wealth or property. Here in this line we have the word al-jihad, which is a masdar from the bab fa'ala, one of the masdars. The first pattern from the bab fa'ala for the masdar is mufa'ala, and the second pattern is fi'al, as it is here, yani jihad. The last line, line 18, al-mudarris says, udhkur ayatin ukhra, mention another ayat. تحث المسلمين على الجهاد يا زهير. Mention another ayat which encourages the Muslims to perform al-jihad, O Zuhair. So in this line we have al-jihad again, which is masdar on the pattern of fi'al, one of the two masdar patterns for the bab fa'ala. Turning the page to 165, the last page of this dialogue, again I have numbered every single line, even if it's the continuation from the previous line, I've numbered them from 1 through 18. In line 1, the first line on the top of page 165 begins with Zuhair saying, he's giving another ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages the Muslims for jihad. He says, قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ نَفْسِهَا. Allah says in the surah itself, yani in the same surah, fi surati nafsiha, in the very same surah, Allah says, Inna Allaha yuhibbu alladhina yuqatiluna fi sabilihi saffan ka'annahum bunyanun marsusun. Ka'annahum bunyanun marsus. That indeed Allah loves those who yuqatiluna, fight, fi sabilihi, in His way or in His path, saffan, yani in ranks or in rows, lined up, organized, كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ, as though they are, yani, a solid cemented structure, بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ. In this line, line number 1, the first line at the top of page 165, we have يُقَاتِلُونَ, which is a mudari form verb from the bab فَعَلَ, yani from the verb قَاتَلَ يُقَاتِلُ يُقَاتِلُونَ. نعم. In line 2, we just have ka'anna, yani, from the aqwat of inna, and its meaning here is tashbih, yani, resemblance. Yani, that the Muslims who go in jihad, fighting in the way of Allah, that they line up in rows, resembling a cemented structure. Line 3, the teacher says, مَنِ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهِ يَا عَلِيٍ. Who are those whom Allah loves from this ayat? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. Ali says, يُحِبُّ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ الْمُقَاتِلِينَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. Yani, he says that Allah, he loves the mujahideena, meaning those who fight in jihad, the muqatilina, those who participate in fighting fi sabilihi, in his way. So here we have, yani mujahideena and muqatilina, both of them are ism fa'il. From the bab fa'ala, from jahada yujahidu, mujahid, it's plural mujahideena, from qatala yuqatilu, muqatil, it's plural muqatilina. In line 5, the teacher says, كَيْفَ يُقَاتِلُوا هَؤُلَاءِ. How do these people mentioned here, how do they fight? Yani, what is their form or their manner when they go out to fight? Ali says, يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي صُفُوفٍ وَيَثْبُتُونَ فِي أَمَاكِنِهِمْ عِنْدَ مُلَاقَاتِ الْعُدُوِّ. Yani, he said, يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي الصُّفُوفِ. They fight in ranks, in rows, organized. وَيَثْبُتُونَ فِي أَمَاكِنِهِمْ. And they remain firm in their places. عِنْدَ مُلَاقَةِ الْأُدُوِ. At the time of meeting the enemy. They don't scatter, they don't run, they don't turn back. They remain, yani, firm in their place, like a solid cemented wall. Here in this line 6, Ali, يُقَاتِلُونَ, we have the mudari form from قَاتَلَ يُقَاتِلُ, يُقَاتِلُونَ, plural form, yani from the bab فَعَلَ, and we also have مُلَاقَات, yani which is the master, first master pattern from bab فَعَلَ, مُفَاعَلَةٌ, مُفَاعَلَةٌ, yani originally from لَاقَ يُلَاقِي, is مُلَاقَيَةٌ, مُلَاقَيَة, but the ending becomes, instead of mulaqa, ya becomes mulaqat, which means at the time of, yani yulaqi, laqa yulaqi, at the time of meeting the enemy on the battlefield, yani they remain firm, yathbutuna, firm in their amakin, in their places, the plural of makan. Now, in this amakin, is a broken plural pattern on the pattern of fa'alil. Fa'ali, yani fa'alilu, fa'alilu, yani amakinu. Line 7, the mudarris says, ماذا تفيد كأن يا زبير. O Zubair, what do we benefit from the word كأن? What is its, yani, connotation? What is its meaning? كأن. Zuhair says, تفيد التشبيح. Yani, the benefit that we get from it is the meaning of tashbih, comparison or resemblance. Nahu, yani, for example, كَأَنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ مَدْرَسَةٌ. It is as though the masjid is a school. Yani, the masjid, if teaching is taking place there, it's as though it is a school. It resembles a school. So this is one of the meanings of كَأَنَّ التَّشْبِيح. كَأَنَّ الْكِتَابَ مُدَرِّسٌ. Another example, it is as though the book is a teacher. Yani, a book can resemble a teacher in that a person learns from the book the way you learn from a teacher. Not exactly the same, but yani, there's resemblance. وَكَذَلِكَ تُفِيدُ الظَّنَّ. نَحُ كَأَنِّي أَعْرِفُكَ. Another meaning that we benefit from كَأَنَّ is the meaning of الظَّنَّ. Yani, that a person thinks something may be without being certain. I think it is, but I am not certain. So this is the second meaning of كأن. For example, كأني أعرفك. I think I know you. It is as though I know you. I think I know you, but I am not certain. In line number 10, we have the مدرس saying, أحسنت يا زبير. You have done well, O Zubair. ما لك تنعس يا عبد الله. Yani, you have done well, O Zubair. And then he says, what is with you? Yani, acting like you are sleepy, O Abdullah. تنعس. In line 11, Abdullah answers by saying, "La tu'akhidhni ya ustadhu, do not blame me, do not punish me, O teacher. Zurtu al-barihata jaran li. Zurtu, I visited al-barihata last night, a neighbor of mine's. Wa jalastu indahu, and I sat with him. Ushahidu mubarata kuratil qadam. Yani watching a match of football, a football match, soccer match. Ala shashati at-tilfazi, on the television. Ila muntasifi al-layli, to midnight, to half of the night." Here in these lines 11 and 12, يعني لا تؤاخذني is a mudari form of the verb أخذ يؤاخذ from the verb فعل. And in the next line we have أشاهد مباراة كرة القدم. أشاهد is also a mudari form from the verb شاهد يشاهد from the verb فعل. المباراة يعني is also يعني a master pattern, the first master pattern, which is mufa'ala. Originally it is yani mubara'a, but yani the last part mubara'a becomes mubarat, yani meaning a match, witnessing or watching a match of kuratul qadam, football. In line 13 the teacher says, ma yanbaghi li talibin an yudayya waqtahu في مشاهدة التلفاز. It is not befitting, it is not proper for a student to waste his time in مشاهدة, yani watching the television, watching television. And again in this line we have مشاهدة, yani which is the master from the pattern مفاعلة, yani from شاهدة يشاهد. مشاهدة yani mean watching or witnessing something. Line 14, Abdullah says, أرجو المسامحة. المسامحة يعني I hope for you to give me pardon, يعني to pardon me or to forgive me, or يعني not to be harsh with me in dealing with me for my behavior of staying up all night watching a football game. And this word مسامحة is also the master from the first pattern مفاعلة, from سامحة يسامح مسامحة. Line 15, and he tells us what's happening right now. It says, "Yunadi al-mudarrisu al-muraqiba." Yani the teacher is calling out to the muraqib, yani the one who observes or supervises. He's calling to the muraqib. And in this line we have the mudari form from nada yunadi, yunadi. And we also have the ism fa'il from raqaba yuraqibu muraqib, with the second radical taking kasra instead of fatha. Line 16, al-muraqib. He says, بعد التحية والمصافحة. He says, يعني after greeting and shaking hands, he says, أناديتني يا أستاذ, did you call me, O teacher? In this line we have المصافحة, which is master from صافحة يصافح, on the pattern of مفاعلة مصافحة. And then we have أناديتني, the past tense form from نادى ينادي, ناديتا, yani on from the bab fa'ala. Line 17, next to the last line, the teacher says, na'am mata ya'udu al-mudiru. Yes, I called you and I want to ask you, mata ya'udu al-mudiru, when is the principal returning? The muraqib says, qad ya'udu al-yawma insha'Allah, perhaps he might return today insha'Allah. Here we have the word qad, the particle qad, which when it's used with the past tense has one meaning, ta'akid, certainty, definitely happened. In the present tense it has three possible meanings. One of the possible meanings is yani ash-shakk wal-ihtimal, yani I'm doubtful about something but it is possible, yani qad ya'udu, I'm not sure but it is possible he may return today insha'Allah. Okay, this is yani a complete yani translation and analysis of the three full pages of the dialogue on pages 163 to 165. And what remains, in the time that remains, is the exercises that follow. And we wanted to do all of the exercises that are related to Bab Fa'ala, which are exercises 1 through 7. Allahu A'lam, if we will complete them all, but we'll do whatever we can and whatever remains. If we don't complete them, then we'll complete them, we'll add them to next week's assignment. Before I go into the exercises, I want to make a note in case I forget at the end, that starting next week on January 8th, 2023, the time for this level 4 class, the time for this level 4 class is going to be and it's going to be delayed for 30 minutes. Instead of the time that we're starting now from 3 o'clock until 4:30, we will begin at 3:30. 30 minutes later, we'll begin at 3:30 and ending at 5 o'clock or just before the Maghrib prayer. And hopefully, we'll remain on this time for the next couple of months. And hopefully we won't have to change the time again. The times will be changing from time to time because of the time changing in the prayers. And everything has to be, in our lives as Muslims, centered around the prayers. So starting next week, January 8th, inshallah, the class will be beginning and ending 30 minutes later. So next week will be, the class will be from 3:30, instead of 3 o'clock, from 3:30 to 5 o'clock or just before the Maghrib prayer. Okay, the exercises, number one, on page 166, comprehension exercise, it says, Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati, answer concerning the following questions. Number one, Lima safara Ahmadu ila Makkata, why did Ahmed travel to Mecca? Safara Ahmadu ila Makkata, li iyadati akhihi al-marid, and he traveled to Mecca to visit his sick brother. Number two, two questions. Number two is two questions. Min aina mujahidun and mata hajara abuhu min al-hind, where is Mujahid from and when did his father migrate from India? Huwa aslan min al-hind, Mujahid is originally from al-Hind. Where did his father migrate from? Or when? Mata hajra abuhu min al-Hind? Hajra abuhu min al-Hind wa huwa shab. And he migrated from India when he was a youth, a young man. Number three. Mada kana Abdullah? Or limada kana Abdullah na'asan? Why was Abdullah sleepy? Kana Abdullah na'asan? Li'annahu zara jaran lahu. Because he visited one of his neighbors, وَجَلَسَ إِلَى مُنْتَصِفَ اللَّيْلِ, and he sat with him until midnight. يُشَاهِدُ مُبَارَةَ كُرَةُ الْقَدَمِ, watching a football or soccer match. عَلَى شَاشَةِ التَّلْفَازِ, on television. Number four. مَا التِّجَارَةُ الَّتِي دَلَّنَا عَلَيْهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الصَّفِّ, what is the tijara, the trade, the bargain, the deal, which Allah the Most High has pointed us to in Surah As-Saff. التجارة التي دلنا الله تعالى عليها في سورة الصف هي الإيمان بالله ورسوله. This trade that Allah has pointed us to in Surah As-Saff is having iman in Allah ورسوله and His Messenger. والجهاد في سبيل الله, and to fight in the way of Allah. بالنفس والمال, with our lives and with our wealth. وبأموالنا وأنفسنا. Now, okay, so those are the comprehension questions. Question number two, min abwab al-fi'l al-thulathi al-mazid, from the abwab, the different types of triliteral verbs that have extra letters added to them. Thulathi mazid is bab fa'ala. This is one of the thulathi mazid verbs. Previously we had fa'ala, like allama yu'allimu. And we also had af'ala, like aslama, yuslimu. And now we have fa'ala, yufa'ilu. Zidat fihi alifun ba'da al-fa'i. It has been increased with an alif after the fa, after the first root letter. Fa represents the first radical. And ayn represents the second radical. And lam represents the third radical. For example, safara, he traveled. Samaha, he pardoned or forgave. Akhada, he blamed or called to account or punished. These are examples of bab fa'ala. The instruction for this exercise is istakhrij min ad-darsi al-af'al al-warida fihi min bab fa'ala. So, extract from the lesson al-af'al al-warida, the verbs that have been mentioned fihi, in it. In this lesson, from the dars, yani from the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. Min bab fa'ala. Just the verbs that have been mentioned from bab fa'ala. Whether it's a past tense verb or a present tense verb or a imperative verb. Alright, so again, one of the reasons why I numbered the dialogue is because it's three full pages. And to try to, we don't want to read the whole dialogue again, we just want to look at the af'al al-warida fiha, fihi, min bab fa'ala. So I'm just going to mention the line, and hopefully you have them numbered, otherwise it's going to be a little bit difficult to follow. I'm just going to mention the line and the fi'l, past tense, present tense, or command form verb that came from bab fa'ala in the dars, yani in the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 163. So in line 2, Ali says safara. This is a fi'l maldi. All of these are verbs from bab fa'ala. In line 3, the mudarris says afahullah. Yani afa is from bab, a past tense verb from bab fa'ala, to cure or to heal him. In line 6, Mujahid says, ana aslan min al-hind, inna abi hajara. Hajara is a fi'l madi from bab fa'ala. In line 9, Mujahid says, na'am safartu al-aam al-madi. Yani safartu is a fi'l madi from bab fa'ala. And in the end of that line we have waqabaltu, and I met. Yani fi'l madi from bab fa'ala. In line 11, the first word is sanatin wa yurasiluhum da'iman. Yurasiluhum yani is a mudari verb from the bab fa'ala, rasala, yurasilu. Then in verbs we're looking for, okay, we're skipping nouns, yani ism fa'al, ism mafu, we're just looking for verbs. In line 17, the final line of 163, Mujahid says hawaltu kathiran. Hawaltu is a fi'l maadi from bab fa'ala, hawala, yuhawilu. Turning to page 163, at the top of the page, line 1. I numbered these lines, 1 through 18. Every single line is numbered, even if it's the continuation of another line and it's only one or two words. Line 1, أن تساعدني. يعني is فعل مضاري from باب فعل, يعني from ساعد يساعد. And the second line, سأساعدك. Again, فعل مضاري from باب فعل. Yani sa'ada yusa'idu. And then we have in line 5, Zuhair says samihni. This is the fi'l amr from samaha yusamihu. And in line 7, linuraji. Yani this is a mudari verb from raja yuraji'u, nuraji, linuraji. And then we have in line 10, wa tujahiduna fi sabilillah, yani from the ayats that's quoted from the Quran, fi'l mudari from the verb jahada yujahidu, tujahiduna antum. And then yani as far as verbs, there are some other derivatives, but no more verbs on that page. In line 165, again I have numbered every single line, 1 through 18. In line 5, the mudarris says kayfa yuqatilu, fi'l mudari from the verb qatala yuqatilu, bab fa'ala. And then we have in line 6, Ali says yuqatiluna, mudari verb from qatala yuqatilu. And then in line 11, Abdullah says la tu'akhidni, yani mudari verb from akhadha yu'akhidhu, bab fa'ala. And then line 12, the next line we have ushahidu, mudari verb from shahada yushahidu. And then we have yani line 15, yunadi al-mudarrisu al-muraqib. Yunadi is mudari verb from nada yunadi. And then line 16, that's the final verb we have from bab fa'ala, nadaytani. Anadaytani yani the past tense verb nadayta, yani from nada yunadi. So these are the verb forms from the bab fa'ala that came in the dialogue. The next exercise is exercise number 3, which the instruction says ta'ammal al-mithalain, reflect look at, examine, study carefully the two examples. تَأَمَّلَ الْمِثَالَيْنِ. They give us two examples, and then we have to complete the others as part of the exercise. ثُمَّ هَاتِي الْمُضَارِعِ وَالْأَمْرَ وَالْمَصْدَرَ مِنَ الْأَفْعَالِ الْآتِيَةِ. And you look at, study the two examples, and then give the mudari form, the amr form, and the masdar from the following verbs. They give us several verbs. The first two are examples, and the rest of them from 3 to 10, and they're not numbered. I just numbered them just now, just so I can follow myself. The rest of them from 3 to 10 are the exercise. Okay, so look at the two examples and line 1 and 2. I numbered them 1 and 2, and then we have to give three things: the mudari, present tense form, the amr, the command form, and the masdar, the infinitive. All right. So the two examples, the columns are four columns: al madi, al mudari, and they're going to give us only the madi. We have to come with the mudari, present tense form, al amr, the command form, and the fourth column is al masdar, the infinitive. So they've given us the madi, we have to come up with the rest of them. Okay, so the first one is an example, shahada, to watch or to witness something. Shahada, you shahidu, yani with dhamma. Remember, the harf mudara here takes dhamma because it's a four-letter verb after the increase of the alif. Shahada, you shahidu, shahid. The fi'l amr is derived from what? To shahidu, get rid of the two and make the last letter, the del, sakin. To shahidu becomes shahid. The masdar is here. There are two patterns here. They're giving us the pattern mufa'ala. So we have here mushahadatun. Mushahadatun. Yani on the bab, on the pattern of mufa'ala. Mufa'ala. Mufa'alatun. That's the bab that this masdar is from. The other bab is fi'al. All right, so the second example they gave us, qabala, to meet someone, or to stand opposite, directly opposite someone, to face them. Or it also may mean to interview. It has another meaning, to interview. Yani muqabala can be an interview as well. Okay, so qabala is the past tense. Yuqabilu with dhamma is the present tense. Qabil. From tuqabilu, get rid of the tu, get rid of the dhamma on the lam. Tuqabilu becomes qabil. The master on the pattern of mufa'ala becomes muqabalatun. Yani with mu in the beginning, qabala plus mu in the beginning and ta' mabuta on the end, qabala becomes muqabalatun. Okay, from 3 to 10 is the exercise that we have to actually do. So we have samaha, to mean, means to forgive or pardon. Samaha, or to treat someone, yani kindly, gently. Samaha, mudari, yusamihu. Amra, samih. Masdar, musamahatun. Number 4, sa'ada, to aid or help or assist someone. Mudari, yusa'idu. Amra, sa'id. Masdar, musa'adatun. Number 5, rasala, means to correspond with someone, correspond. Rasala, mudari, yurasilu. Amra, rasil. Masdar, murasalatun. Number 6, raja'a, with ayn. Raja'a means to review, like muraja'a, review, to go over the material, to restudy it. Raja'a, mudari, yuraji'u. Amra, raji', masdar, muraja'atun, which is something that we should be doing all the time, every day. Number 7, hawala, to try to do something, to make an attempt, to make an effort. Hawala, mudari, yuhawilu. Amra, hawil. Masdar, muhawalatun. An effort, a try. He made a try. He gave it a try. Number 8. Akhada. To blame someone or to take them to account or to punish them. Akhada. Mudari. Yu'akhidu. Amra. Akhid. Masdar. مُؤَاخَذَةٌ. Number 9, لَاقَ. This is a يعني a فعل ناقص, right? So it has this ألف مكسور on the end. In the مضاري it has يا, and in the أمر it loses يعني the weak letter. Okay, لَاقَ, to meet or to encounter someone. لَاقَ مُضَارِي يُلَاقِي. The ألف مكسور becomes يا. لَاقَ يُلَاقِي في الأمر لَاقِي. يعني لاقي, يعني instead of the last letter taking سكون, it's deleted. لاقي. The masdar is ملاقات. ملاقاتٌ. يعني originally أصله ملاقايةٌ on the pattern of مفاعلة ملاقايةٌ, but the آية becomes آ. ملاقاتٌ, to meet or a meeting. Number 10, bara means to compete, yani like in a competition. La bara mudari yubari. The amr bari, yani from tubari, get rid of the two, and the last radical instead of taking sukun is deleted completely, it becomes bari without elongation. The master mubarat, yani originally it should have been mubaraya, but the aya becomes, instead of mubarayatun, becomes mubaratun. Mubaratun. Naam, a match or a competition. Okay, turning to page 167, exercise number 4. It says, libab fa'ala masdaran. Mufa'alatun wa fi'alun. Nahwa qatala muqatalatun and qitalun. Yani the bab فَاعَلَ has two masdars. One of them is the pattern مُفَاعَلَةٌ, where you add مُ to the as a prefix and تَامَبُوتَ as a suffix, مُفَاعَلَةٌ. And the other one is فِيَالٌ. The first radical takes كَسْرَة, the second one takes فَتَّة elongated by أَلَف, فِيَالٌ. So from the verb قَاتَلَ you can get one masdar on the pattern of مُفَاعَلَةٌ, مُقَاتَلَةٌ, مُقَاتَلَةٌ. And from the other pattern, fi'alun, qitalun. What we have to do here, right, is hati al-masdar ala wazni fi'al min al-af'ali al-atiyah. So here, they want us to give the masdar on the second pattern, the pattern of fi'al, where the first root letter, the first radical, takes kasra, and the second radical takes fatha, elongated by alif. So from jahada, to strive in the way of Allah, you get يعني جاهد يجاهد, you get the master جهاد. From نافق, يعني to be a hypocrite, نافق ينافق, you get نفاق. From عالج, to treat a sickness, عالج يعالج, you get علاج. From نادى ينادي, to call out, you get نداء. همزة instead of يا أصلاً, it should have been نداءٌ, but they said that this يعني يا changes to همزة. نداءٌ. طيب, exercise number 5. هاتي أسماء الفاعلين من الأفعال الآتية. يعني the اسم فاعل, the one who is doing the action of the verb, يعني with the second radical, يعني it's derived from the مضاري form by changing the مضارع letter, the يو to مو, and the second radical takes كسرة. اسم فاعل, the one who's doing the action. Okay, so they want us to give them the ism fa'il, yani which is derived from the mudari form. So from rasala, to correspond, yurasilu becomes murasilun. From shahada, to watch, yushahidu becomes mushahidun. From sa'ada, to help or assist or aid someone, yusa'idu becomes musa'idun. From jahada, to strive, يُجَاهِدُ becomes مُجَاهِدٌ. From سَافَرَ, to travel, the مُضَارِ يُسَافِرُ becomes مُسَافِرٌ. Yani changing the يُ to مُ, the prefix مُضَارِ letter becomes مُ. The second radical, yani, is كَسْرَ already. So you don't really have to change that. You just change يُ to مُ and add تَنْوِين to the end. يُسَافِرُ مُسَافِرٌ. From رَاقَبَ, to observe, يُرَاقِبُ becomes مُرَاقِبٌ. نعم. The next exercise is dealing with the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul from the verb qataba. Hati isma al-fa'ili wasma al-maf'uli min qataba. Yani just the ism fa'il, the one who's doing the action, and the ism maf'ul from the verb qataba, which means to speak to someone directly, to address someone. So the past tense form is qataba, to address someone, to speak to someone, to talk to someone directly. The mudari yukhatibu, the ism fa'il from yukhatibu becomes mukhatibun. The ism maf'ul is just the second radical taking fatha instead of kasra. So mukhatib is the ism fa'il, mukhatab is the ism maf'ul. And exercise number 7, which is the last exercise that we had for homework. And there are 10 sentences. The instruction says, تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب فاعل. Reflect, study, examine carefully the following examples for the باب فاعل. وأين, identify فيها, in these examples, الماضي والمضارع والأمر والمصدر واسم فاعلي واسم مفعولي واسم المفعولي. Okay, so examine carefully the following examples for باب فعل and identify in these examples the past tense forms, any past tense forms from باب فعل, present tense forms, command forms, مصدر, infinitive forms, or اسم فاعل or اسم مفعول. Number 1, we'll translate and identify any form from باب فعل that came here, whether it's past, present, or command form, whether it's the مصدر or the اسم فاعل or مفعول. 6 things they want us to look at from يعني derivatives from the باب فعل. Number 1, هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مكة المكرمة إلى المدينة المنورة عام 22 و600 للميلادي. يعني the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from the sacred city of Mecca, the honorable city of Mecca, to the al-Madina al-Munawwara or Madina al-Nabawiyya, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Munawwara means the city of light. And this actually, this expression, though it's in common usage, is not really, yani Islamically, from the religious perspective, is not correct to use, because the origin of it is from Sufiya, where the people said the Prophet ﷺ was created from light, and therefore Medina is the city that is enlightened by the light that the Prophet was created from, and this is a false belief. So it is more better, it is better, as you see some of the meticulous contemporary scholars referring to it as Al-Madina Al-Nabawiyya, the city of prophethood. In any case, هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مكة المكرمة إلى المدينة النبوية عام 22 و600 للميلاد. يعني he migrated from Mecca to Medina in the year, يعني the second year, and 22 and 622 ميلادي, يعني of the Christian calendar. And so the word that we're looking for is هاجر, the past tense form from the باب فعل. Number 2, سافر أبي إلى الرياض للعلاج. My father traveled to Riyadh for علاج, for cure, for treatment. The word that we're looking for is the past tense form سافر from the باب فعل. Number 3, ذهبت لمقابلة المدير فلم أجده في مكتبه. I went to meet the principal, then I didn't find him in his office. The word here is مقابلتي, يعني the ism, the master from on the pattern of مفاعلة from قابل يقابل. Number 4, ما عندي وقت لمشاهدة برامج التلفاز. I do not have time for watching television programs. And the word that we're looking for here is مشاهدة, يعني the مصدر on the pattern of مفاعلة from شاهد يشاهد. Number 5, نادي المراقب يا علي. نادي المراقبة يا علي. call the muraqib, O Ali, the supervisor or the observer. Call the muraqib, O Ali, the word that we're looking for here. Or we have two words from bab fa'ala. We have the fi'l amr, nadi, from nada yunadi. And we also have the ism fa'il, from raqaba yuraqibu muraqib. Number six, ana murasilu sahifatin. Yani, I am a correspondent for a newspaper correspondent. So the word that we're looking for here is murasilu, yani, which is the ism fa'il from rasala yurasilu. And here the word murasilu doesn't have tanween because it is mudaf to sahifatin. Otherwise, yani, the ism fa'il takes tanween. Here it doesn't take tanween because of idafa. Turning to page 168, sentence number 7, fit tanzil, yani, in that which has been revealed in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 286 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا. O our Rabb, do not blame us, do not call us to account or punish us, in nasina, if we forget, أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا, or if we make a mistake. The word that we're looking for here is تُؤَخِذ. تُؤَخِذ is a mudari form from bab fa'ala, from the verb أَخَذَ يُؤَخِذُ. Number 8, مِنْ أَدْعِيَّةِ الْإِسْتِفْتَاحِ, from the supplications for opening the prayers when we perform salat, from the opening supplications that have been authentically narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, is the supplication اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي. O Allah, distance between me and my sins. Make a distance between me and my sins. The word that we're looking for is بعد في الأمر from بعد يبعد كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. يعني, make a distance between me and my sins like you made a distance between the east and the west. Again, the word يعني from the verb بعد يبعد is بعدت. يعني, this time it's the fi'l ماضي. اللهم نقني من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. And O Allah, purify me of sins in the same way that a white garment is purified of, يعني, any kind of dirt from it. There's nothing there. And the last line, اللهم اغسل خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد. O Allah, wash away my sins with water and snow and hail, or hail and snow. And there's nothing there as well. So the words that we're looking for in this is بعد فعل أمر and بعد to فعل مضاري. And this is a very, very beautiful, yani, supplication. It's reported authentically in the Sahih of Bukhari and others. Number 9, عن قتادة رحمه الله قال قلت لأنس رضي الله عنه أكانت المصافحة في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نعم رواه البخاري. يعني, on the authority of قتادة, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said, I said to Anas, يعني Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, I said to Anas, أكانت المصافحة في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني, amongst the companions of the Prophet, did they used to shake hands, al-musafaha? And he said, na'am, yani, yes, the companions of the Prophet used to shake hands with one another. So shaking hands is a authentic sunnah, and it requires some more discussion. We don't have time for it today, but in any case, the word that we're looking for here is al-musafaha. Yani, al-musafaha is from the verb safaha yusafihu, yani, master, on the pattern of mufa'ala. And number 10, finally, قال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين, from سورة الدخان 44th Surah, 3rd Ayat. The saying of Allah the Most High, indeed we have revealed it, we have sent it down, meaning the Quran, في ليلة مباركة, in a blessed night. Inna kunna munzirin, indeed we are of those who warn, who give warning. The word that we're looking for here is mubaraka, yani ism maf'ul. Ism maf'ul, yani the which takes and he takes fatha on the second radical instead of kasra. Ism fa'il takes kasra, ism maf'ul takes fatha. Mubaraka, mubarakun feminine, mubarakat, mubaraka, yani meaning blessed, something blessed. And this is the end of exercise number 7 and the end of what we had intended to do for homework for this session. So in the next session, inshallah, which will be our final session with this particular lesson 19, we're gonna start on this page 168 with exercise number 8 and 9, and then going over to page 169, 10, and 11, and on page 170, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Oh, and there's also page 171, 18, and 19. Some of these exercises are very short exercises, but inshallah, hopefully, we'll be able to do them for homework this week from lesson 8 until 18. It's 1, 2, 3 pages, actually, because the last page there is actually, and it's just a couple of short exercises, so yani it's actually say like 4 pages of exercises. We do 1 page a day. Inshallah, we should be able to finish yani previewing this lesson for homework during the week, and then we'll go over it and give you a chance to look at your answers in the following live session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So for homework, inshallah, what we're going to do is we're going to have a quick review of the English key in its entirety, but especially everything after the first point of the English key. The first point of the English key we looked at today, dealing with the bab fa'ala, and we did the exercises related to it. The remaining exercises are related to the remaining points from the English key from point number 2 until the end. So that's what we want you to do for homework. Review carefully the English key from points 2 to the end and the exercises from point 8 to the end. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that we do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and that He pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us the success, the tawfiq, to remain yani steadfast and firm upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him, and that He pardon or that He grant yani a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that He pardon and forgive and shower His mercy upon those who have passed away, and that He make their graves spacious and fill them with light, and that He yani allow them to be free and to escape from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire, and that He admit them into His paradise. Ameen.